My name is Scooter. You're listening to The Inner Side, produced at KPFT Houston for Free Radio Santa Cruz, LPFM, and community radio stations worldwide. This program is the first in a series focusing on Mark Twain, specifically Letters from the Earth, posthumously published in 1962 from a manuscript written in 1909. In regard to this manuscript, Mark Twain wrote himself, quote, "This book will never be published. In fact, it couldn't be, because it would be a felony," unquote. In 1938, Bernard DeVoto became literary editor of Twain's estate. He decided to publish unused manuscripts that he deemed worthy of the public's attention. In 1939, he presented a manuscript of over 20 writings to the estate's trustees, seeking approval for publication. Clara Clemens, Twain's daughter, objected to the publication of the manuscript, feeling that it misrepresented her father's beliefs about religion. As a result, publication of the book was delayed until 1962, when Clara died. The serious-minded aspects of the now-published book presented Twain in a new light for many 20th century readers. The Twain you didn't learn about in junior high. Letters from Earth spent 18 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list upon its release in 1962. About letters, the New York Times wrote, quote, "The attitude is that of Swift, the intellectual contempt is that of Voltaire, and the imagination is that of one of the great masters of American writing," unquote. The Inner Side is going to take a look into Letters from the Earth, and maybe we'll get into A Mysterious Stranger and a few other things that Twain wrote but didn't publish because he didn't want to be hung from a tree. Mark Twain knew how to live to a ripe old age. Of course, we've all heard that rumors of his death were greatly exaggerated, but here's my favorite. Quote, "I was sorry to have my name mentioned as one of the great authors, because they have a sad habit of dying off. Chaucer is dead, Spencer is dead, so is Milton, so is Shakespeare, and I'm not feeling so well myself," unquote. Mark Twain, 1899. Hey, he lived another 11 years, so anyway, check this out. Letters from the Earth by Mark Twain. The Creator sat upon his throne, thinking. At his feet stood three colossal figures. Archangels. Their heads level with his ankle bone. Behind him stretched the illimitable continent of heaven, steeped in a glory of light and color. Before him rose the black night of space like a wall. His mighty bulk towered rugged and mountain-like into the zenith, and his divine head blazed there like a distant sun. When the Creator had finished thinking, he said,
"I have thought. Behold! He lifted his hand, and from it burst a fountain spray of fire. A million stupendous blazing suns and giant stars which clove the blackness and soared away and away, illuminating the endless depths of infinity.
Diminishing in magnitude and intensity as they pierced the far frontiers of space. Until at last they were but as diamond nailheads sparkling under the dome vast roof of the universe. At the end of an hour, the Grand Council was dismissed. They left the presence, impressed and thoughtful, and retired to a private place where they might talk with freedom. None of the three seemed to want to begin, though all wanted someone to do it. Each was burning to discuss the great event, but would prefer not to commit himself until he should know how the others regarded it. So there was some aimless and halting conversation about matters of no consequence, and this dragged tediously along, arriving nowhere, until at last the archangel, Satan, gathered his courage together, of which he had a very good supply, and broke ground. He said, "We know what we're here to talk about, my lords, and we may as well put pretense aside and begin, if this is the opinion of the council." It is," said Gabriel and Michael, gratefully interrupting. "Very well, then, let us proceed. We have witnessed a wonderful thing. As to that, we are necessarily agreed. As to the value of it, if it has any, that is a matter which does not personally concern us. We can have as many opinions as we like, and that's our limit. We have no vote. I think space was well enough just as it was, and useful. Cold, dark, a restful place now and then after a season of the over-delicate climate and trying splendors of heaven. But these are details of no considerable moment. The new feature, the immense feature, is what, gentlemen? The invention and introduction of automatic, unsupervised, self-regulating law for the government of those myriads of whirling and racing suns and worlds? That is it, said Satan. It is a stupendous idea. Nothing approaching it has evolved from the master intellect before. Law, automatic law, exact and unvarying law, requiring no watching, no correcting, no readjusting while the eternities endure. He said those countless vast bodies would plunge through the waste of space, ages and ages at unimaginable speed, around stupendous orbit, yet never collide. This is the new miracle. And the greatest of all, automatic law. And he gave it a name, the law of nature, and said natural law is the law of God. Interchangeable names for the same thing. Yes, said Michael. He said he would establish natural law, the law of God, through his dominions, and its authority should be supreme and inviolable. Yeah, and also, said Gabriel, he said he would by and by create animals and place them likewise under the authority of that law. Well, yeah, said Satan, I heard him, but did not understand. What is animals, Gabriel? How should I know? How should any of us know? It is a new word. Time passes, an interval of 3 centuries celestial time, the equivalent of 100 million years earthly time. Enter a messenger angel.
my lords, he's making animals. Will it please you to come and see?
They went, they saw, and were perplexed, deeply perplexed. And the creator noticed it and said,
"Ask, I will answer."
"Divine one," said Satan, making obeisance, "what are they for?"
"They are an experiment in morals and conduct. Observe them and be instructed."
There were thousands of them, and they were full of activities, busy, all busy, mainly in persecuting each other. Satan remarked after examining one of them through a powerful microscope, "This large beast is killing weaker animals, Divine One."
"The tiger, yes, the law of nature is ferocity. The law of nature is the law of God. He cannot disobey it."
"Then in obeying it, he commits no offense, Divine One?"
"No, he is blameless."
This other creature here is timid, Divine One, and suffers death without resisting."
"Ah, the rabbit, yes. He is without courage. It is the law of his nature, the law of God. He must obey it."
"Then he cannot honorably be required to go counter to his nature and resist, Divine One."
"No creature can honorably be required to go counter to the law of his nature, the law of God."
After a long time and many questions, Satan said, "So the spider kills the fly and eats it. The bird kills the spider and eats it. The wild cat kills the goose. They all kill each other. It's murder all along the line. Here are countless multitudes of creatures, and they all kill, kill, kill. They're all murderers, and they are not to blame, Divine One?"
"They are not to blame. It is the law of their nature, and always the law of nature is the law of God. Now observe. Behold, a new creature and the masterpiece. Man."
Men, women, and children, they came swarming in flocks, in droves, in millions. What shall ye do with them, Divine One?
"I shall put into each individual, in differing shades and degrees, all the various moral qualities in mass that have been distributed, a single distinguishing characteristic at a time, among the non-speaking animal world. Courage, cowardice, ferocity, gentleness, fairness, justice, cunning, treachery, magnanimity, cruelty, malice, malignancy, lust, mercy, pity, purity, selfishness, sweetness, honor, love, hate, baseness, nobility, loyalty, falsity, veracity, untruthfulness. Each human being shall have all of these in him, and they will constitute his nature. In some, there will be high and fine characteristics, which will submerge the evil ones, and those will be called good men. In others, the evil characteristics will have dominion, and those will be called bad men. Observe. Behold, they vanish."
Whither are they gone, Divine One?
"To the earth, they and all their fellow animals."
"And what is the earth?"
"A small globe I made, time, 2.5 ago. You saw it, but did not notice it in the explosion of worlds and suns that sprayed from my hand. Man is an experiment, and other animals are another experiment. Time will show whether they are worth the trouble. The exhibition is over. You may take your leave, my lords."
Several days passed. This stands for a long stretch of our time, since in heaven, a day is 1,000 years.
Thank you. I think space was well enough just as it was and useful. Cold, dark, a restful place now and then after a season of the over-delicate climate and trying splendors of heaven. But these are details of no considerable moment. The new feature, the immense feature is, but...
There is a party.
Progressive movement don't like talking about religion because, you know, they feel it's been co-opted and all. Look, every time you turn around, there's some little liberal and progressive talking about their own little version, you know, space age stuff. You know, they got shows on KPFA. Oh, I, you know, when they do all this, the moon was here the other day and all of that type of stuff. And the unicorn, the unicorn, is just right
shame,
with Sagittarius, and, you know, the jackal of this and that. No, I mean, this babbling on and turning over tarot cards in the middle of the show. It's unbelievable.
But it's true.
So to say that, you know, you got these people running around thinking they're really witches and stuff, are Wicca, Wicca, and upset, you know, like a personal relative of them got burned in Salem, you know, and they can still feel the flames and all this posturing and upset about how people are treating Halloween because their ancestor is a true, you know, I mean, this on and on. These liberals and progressives just go with this type of stuff, you know. So it's not with just in the construct of the Abrahamic tradition, the Christians, Islams, and Hebron that do this. You know, So it's not with just in the construct of the Abrahamic tradition, the Christians, Islams, and Hebrons that do their little babbling. Their own little version, you know, space age stuff. You know, they got shows on KTF. Oh, I you know, where they do all this, the moon is the other day, and all of that type of stuff. And
it's the law of nature, unicorn. It's the law of nature, it's the law of God.
Satan had been making admiring remarks about certain of the creature's sparkling industries, remarks which, being read between the lines, were sarcasms. He had made them in confidence to his safe friends, the other archangels, but they had been overheard by some ordinary angels and reported to headquarters. Satan was ordered into banishment for a day, the celestial day. It was a punishment he was used to on account of his too flexible tongue. Formerly, he had been deported into space, there being nowhere else to send him, and had flapped tediously around there in the eternal night and the Arctic chill. But now it occurred to him to push on and hunt up the Earth and see how the human race experiment was coming.
Nature of my day. Oh, yeah.
been listening to the first installment of The Inner Side Does Mark Twain. Music by Bela Fleck, Mahavishnu Orchestra, Talking Heads. Spoken word by Tracy James from Slave Revolt Radio. Yours truly. And of course, you're listening to The Rolling Stones. This is Scooter. See you next week.